So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
Hello, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm an award-winning multimedia journalist and then the host of the Crude Life Media Network and podcast. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to The Crude Life, a place for expert interviews, full-length features, and specialty programs. And it is all thanks to our fine sponsors. Be loyal to our sponsors. They keep the program free and literally keep our lights on.
The 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bach and Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bach and Barbecue.
So here's to riding shotgun with the Lone Ranger. Here's to making a few friends out of a few strangers.
Welcome back to the Crude Life Podcast. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In this very special full-length interview, we talk with Warren Henry from Continental Resources.
So here's to watching the clocks of our grandfathers. And here's to stopping and...
Warren Henry, Continental Resources.
Talking with Mr. Henry about some of the breakthroughs in Oklahoma, or I should be at least clarify, that was the headline I read. So, Mr. Henry, is that true? Are you guys seeing breakthroughs in Oklahoma?
Yes, we are. Basically, the hottest new play on shore in the United States right now is the Stack Play in central Oklahoma, which started in Canadian and Kingfisher counties. And now we are extending it into Blaine and Dewey and Custer counties to the west and southwest. And as a matter of fact, it's the only play in the United States that's been adding rigs in the last 6 months, onshore play. So it's doing very well. It's a resource play. It's different from the Bakken in that it's a transition play. And so what we're doing right now is trying to define and delineate the oil window and the condensate windows in the play as you go west. And we're having really, really good results. The well that we announced yesterday, the Verona, was the largest well to date that's been drilled in this overpressured oil window in Stack, and that was in eastern Blaine County.
And when you say it's a resource play and it's different than the Bakken, is could you just explain that a little further?
Sure. They are both resource plays, meaning they have very dense rock, and so you have the opportunity to drill anywhere from 4 to 20 wells in a spacing unit, in a single spacing unit, depending on how layered the play is. The Stack is a transition play. What's different about the Stack is it's a transition play where it goes from an oil window on the east side to a condensate window to a dry gas window eventually as you go west and southwest. The Bakken, on the other hand, it's also a resource play, but the Bakken is very consistent throughout the play. It's 84-85% oil no matter where you drill in the Bakken.
My guess is this has to be really good news for oil companies to see that are adding rigs. Is that true to say that this is really good news for the energy industry?
Absolutely it is. And again, we have some of our best well economics in the Stack play right now. These wells are huge. So it's very good news for the industry. It's very good news for the United States in terms of being less dependent on imports. These resource plays... You know, we have inventory in these resource plays like the Bakken and Stack and Scoop Woodford. You know, we're going to be drilling in these areas for at least, even the smaller ones, for at least 10 to 15 years. In the case of Bakken, we'll be drilling there for 25, 30 years.
I've been making the argument that the Bakken is really more of just a price play now, just like how a farmer would look at corn or soy or wheat or some other type of natural commodity. Is that how you guys are looking at the Bakken right now? Is it it's pretty much down to commodity prices?
Yes, it is. The other key, though, is that the technology that we're using continues to improve. And so we are applying, and we're not actually completing wells in the Bakken right now, but we're continuing to drill, and we're going to start completing wells as oil prices get a little bit higher, probably another $5 or so. But in the sense you're right, the Bakken is ready to go into full development, which is basically a manufacturing farming type operation. We just need continued improvement in technology and a little bit higher oil price.
I guess I'll just look for an update in the Bakken, I guess.
Yeah, we're like we said on our earnings call a couple of weeks ago, the Bakken has good economics, but again, it doesn't make sense to us right now to concentrate on developing more oil production simply because the price is low and it's improving. So we're basically just waiting for the price to improve a little bit more.
And that concludes this special podcast. I thank you folks for joining us today. My name is Jason Spies. Be happy, be safe, and we'll see you next time.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this moment pass.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.